From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Thousands of people forced to flee their homes were allowed to return today after firefighters made progress in their effort to put out massive and deadly wildfires in Northern California. Officials were working on plans to repopulate other evacuated areas. Cooler weather and higher humidity, along with an influx of equipment and firefighters, continued to help hard-pressed crews fighting some of the largest fires in recent state history, burning in and around the San Francisco Bay Area. The fires have claimed 7 lives and destroyed 1,800 buildings, according to CAL FIRE. In the Santa Cruz area, officials asked anyone with information on the whereabouts of Shane Smith and Michael Zoke to call the sheriff's department. Both men live in evacuation zones and were reported missing. Solano County, north of San Francisco, began allowing people back home today. In the heart of wine country, evacuation orders in Napa and Sonoma counties were lifted yesterday for about 35,000 people who'd been told to leave after lightning ignited dozens of blazes last week. Firefighters and utility workers were clearing areas for returning residents after crews increased containment lines of the massive cluster of fires north of San Francisco to about 33%. However, the fire also jumped a highway and threatened homes in neighboring Yolo County near the community of Rumsey, prompting new evacuations yesterday. That fire, the site of 5 of the deaths, still threatened 30,500 homes and other buildings after destroying more than 1,000. To the south, the fire in San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties is now about 35% contained. The massive fires, which came months earlier in the season than expected, have already burned more than 2,000 square miles and pushed firefighters to the breaking point, prompting some residents to form crews and fight them on their own. Hundreds of people marched in 2 California cities over the shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin last night, setting fire to property and damaging businesses. In Oakland, the police department tweeted that 600 to 700 people took part in protests, calling attention to fires, broken windows, and vandalized businesses. Protesters threw objects at officers, but none were injured, the department said. Several people were arrested. Calling them, quote, violent protesters, unquote, police said they vandalized and set a fire at the Alameda County Superior Court building. Police photos showed fireworks and burning trash cans. The vast majority of demonstrators, though, protested peacefully. In Los Angeles, a group vandalized buildings with graffiti and clashed with police in a downtown tunnel late last night. A KABC-TV news helicopter showed objects being hurled as officers struggled with individuals. KTTV reported that 10 people were taken into custody. And San Francisco is a step closer to finalizing its next budget. The Board of Supervisors Budget and Appropriations Committee amended and approved Mayor London Breed's proposed budget just after 2 o'clock, very early this morning. According to the San Francisco Examiner, the committee followed through with a proposed $26 million cut to the police department, eliminating 3 of 4 police academy classes and overtime spending. They also chose to use tens of millions of dollars in reserve funds to pay for city worker raises scheduled to take effect in December. Raises that Mayor Breed sought to defer. The Examiner notes the use of that money is dependent on voters' passage of the Gross Receipts Tax Reform Measure F on November 3rd. There's still some time for discussion. The full board will vote to adopt the budget on September 22nd. You can find more news online at KALW.org or follow us on social media at KALW. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.